From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 17th. It's Brock. July 17th. Big day in sports. Let's get to it. Let's get into it. First from PFT Alt. Nate Burleson wants to host the NFL today, but will wait for James Brown. Nate Burleson's got his sights set on hosting the NFL today, but he's not looking to take James Brown's spot just yet. Burleson recently confirmed his interest in the Sunday pregame show, but he's willing to wait for Brown to retire or step down. He's got a ton of respect for Brown, who's shown no signs of slowing down at 75. Burleson's learned a lot from Brown and wants to keep learning from one of the greatest in the business. Burleson's humility is admirable, especially considering the delicate nature of publicly expressing interest in taking someone else's job. He's made it clear he wants Brown to be the one to call him when the time is right, not some network executive. It's a classy move, and it shows just how much Burleson values his relationship with Brown. The reality is, though, that the NFL today might not be as relevant in the future. With the league looking to stage more international games, the traditional Sunday pregame show might become even less necessary. People might be watching live games instead of pregame shows, and that could spell trouble for the NFL today. When the time comes, networks might be forced to make some tough decisions about who's next in line for the hosting gig. Next. Second from Awful Announcing, Canadian golf viewers missed start of Open Championship for second consecutive year. Canadian golf fans woke up to a programming mishap for the second straight year, missing the start of the Open Championship. They were greeted by golf instruction content instead of live tournament coverage. The issue occurred because local affiliates forgot to switch to the live feed, leaving the U.S. feed running, which featured instructional video at 4 a.m. ET. The outage affected multiple Canadian television providers, including Rogers and Bell. Rogers responded to frustrated fans on social media, stating they had advised their partners to investigate the issue. It's unclear how long the outage lasted, with some users claiming it was up to 5 hours. This isn't the first time this has happened in Canada. The issue has occurred for the second consecutive year, and some users even claimed it was the third consecutive year. The second round of the Open Championship is scheduled to begin at the same time tomorrow morning, hopefully with the issue resolved. Rogers has acknowledged the problem and is working with their partners to resolve it. For now, Canadian golf fans will have to wait and see if they'll be able to catch up on the action they missed. Up next, third from Awful Announcing, Nate Burleson, 100% interested in hosting the NFL today, but won't push James Brown out. Despite a strong, decade-long career in the NFL, Nate Burleson has quickly become just as well-known as a television host as he is for being a football analyst. Since 2021, Burleson has worked as a co-host of CBS Mornings, one of the most prominent roles in daytime network television. And then, fourth from The Guardian Sport, Canberra United's A-League Women future secured his date set for men's team entry. So here's the deal. Canberra United's got a new owner, Australian Sports Group, and they've taken over the license from Capital Football. This means the team's future is secure, finally putting to rest 2 years of uncertainty. They're the two-time A-League Women champions, and it's huge for the city to have a stable future for their team. Now, the new owners got an option to introduce an Australian Professional League's men's side for the 2028-29 season, which would be a huge step forward for Canberra's football scene. This is a big moment for the city, and it's great to see the team's future looking so bright. The APL's made the announcement, and it's a huge win for Canberra United fans. Next, fifth from PFT Alt. Roger Goodell has about 10 more countries in mind for games, including Japan. So the NFL is looking to play more games outside the U.S., and Commissioner Roger Goodell has a list of about 10 countries in mind. One of them is Japan, where they've already had a preseason game, but now they want to bring a regular season game to Tokyo. The NFL has been playing exhibition games in Tokyo since 1976, so it's not a new idea, but they're looking to take it to the next level. The league wants to increase the number of international games they can play each year from 10 to 16, but they need the players' union to agree to that. It's all part of the NFL's effort to expand its reach and grow the sport globally. Goodell seems pretty keen on making this happen, and it'll be interesting to see which other countries make the cut. The NFL has already had a presence in several countries, and this move would be a big step forward for them. They're not just looking to play a few games here and there, but to really establish a foothold in new markets. Japan is a great place to start, given their existing history with the league. It's worth noting that the NFL has been working on this for a while now, and they're not just talking about playing games in new countries, but also about building a fan base and growing the sport from the ground up. This is a long-term plan, and it'll be fun to watch it unfold. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.